say start with item four is our amendment?
Yeah, let's start there.
Item number four is amendments. The first amendment up is 1A028 by Supervisor Jurczyk.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What you have before you is a substitute amendment. And my substitute amendment basically will retain everything that was in the amendment regarding the Office of the Sheriff, except for changes to the absconder unit. And if you use the packet, I will display where the changes are to make this easy, because you go through a lot of... Yeah. It's a little bit confusing because you've got retained language and crossed out language, but the new language here in the substitute amendment starts, first of all, on page 5. And the first change states that for at least the first quarter of 2014, three-fourths of the sheriff's appropriated funds for the apprehension unit shall be held in the appropriation for contingencies until further action is recommended by the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Concerns. And then if you go to page 6, the underlined paragraph, the first underlined paragraph on page 6 is new. Let me read that. The sheriff is responsible for responding to all requests for pursuit of absconders from the HOC, including but not limited to Huber walkaways, high-risk transports, court-issued warrants, and temporary warrants. Only.
I'm not seeing that on page 6.
No,
top of page 6.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm probably using a prior version, but it's page 5 on yours. The language is the same thing as I'm reading. Only one quarter of the appropriated funds for the apprehension unit will be allocated to the department. This is the main change.
Yeah.
During the first quarter of 2014, while the remaining three quarters shall be placed into the appropriation for contingencies account, which is 1940. At the start of the second quarter, the Office of Sheriff shall present a written status update on the sheriff's responsiveness to the House of Corrections absconder request for electronic monitoring to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Concerns. If the committee determines that the sheriff has satisfactorily responded to absconder requests, the remaining three quarters of the appropriated funding shall be transferred back to the sheriff's office budget account. If it is found that the sheriff is not cooperating with the absconder request from the HOC, the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services shall assess the process and determine an appropriate action for the remaining three quarters of the year, which may include transferring the apprehension unit's functions, duties, and funding to the office of the DA to ensure compliance of absconder requests. If you recall, the original budget had the absconder unit in the DA's office. This is fairly open-ended. The Judiciary Committee is the appropriate committee to handle this, even though all board members can certainly participate with the Judiciary Committee, but this will at least give us some assurance that the sheriff will continue to cooperate. And then the other changes with regard to the financial note, which documents changing the one quarter, three quarters from the Office of the Sheriff and putting it in the contingency account. And really no other changes occur. It's just an accounting in different places, but putting it in the appropriation for contingency so that really the board will have control of moving that. The one-quarter cost is $112,710, for those of you who want those numbers. And the three-quarters cost, which is going in the appropriation for contingencies, is $338,130. And I would just remind my colleagues, we had an audit done this year, and as always, Mr. Hare's office did a tremendous job. And his audit basically concluded that electronic monitoring can achieve substantive savings for Milwaukee County, but only if pursued on a large scale with satisfactory compliance rates. And the back of his audit documented a real concern of correspondence between the office of the chief judge and the sheriff. And quite frankly, the sheriff's department was not very frank with even the auditors, and I'm going to read, this is from Jerry Harris' letter dated June 28, 2012, in which Mr. Harris stated, a direct comparison of the concerns expressed by the chief judge's report and the office of sheriff, paraphrasing in that first heading, and what he's talking about there is the sheriff took the chief judge's complaint, paraphrased it, suggests the chief judge's underlying concerns were mischaracterized in the paraphrasing. In other words, the sheriff's department was mischaracterizing the chief judge's concerns. This allows the paraphrase concern to be refuted with data that is accurate but not relevant in addressing the actual correctly stated concern. A complete and objective reading of the chief judge's informational report indicates the chief judge expressed concerns over procedural changes invoked by the sheriff and the chief judge stated, which the chief judge stated resulted in artificial increase in the jail population. So, you know, we've got the Christensen order hanging over our head. And the sheriff's department really has made the problem worse rather than better, and then really played games when it came to responding to the chief judge's concerns. So we have a real need to make sure that we put in good safeguards with regard to the absconder unit. And I really would ask my colleagues, I've been respectful of the changes you made. If this were just King Jersey doing what she wanted, I would have left it in the DA's office. But in an attempt to cooperate with the board, to work with your changes in the budget, I'm going to ask you to approve this substitute amendment to at least give us some oversight over the absconder unit so that we can do electronic monitoring properly. And really, there's a potential here for Milwaukee County to save money, to comply with the Christensen decree as a result of it, and to remember the audit for Mr. Hare, which really expressed concerns about the Sheriff's Department, you know, properly responding to some requests from the Chief Judge. So a lot of good reasons for us to go with this change, and I'm going to move approval of this, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay. So that's a proper motion, a motion to approve, or so you get the wording right?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the proper motion on any amendment that is before you that would substitute for an action that you've already approved would be a motion to reconsider the prior amendment.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, if the motion to reconsider is successful, then you'll have an opportunity to consider either amendment to move forward.
Motion to reconsider prior amendment.
To the extent that you then approve one of those, the appropriate motion then would to be to reject the other one, and or the author could withdraw it.
Yep. Supervisor Lipscomb's reminding me that I was on the negative side of that, so I can't move reconsideration. I would ask kindly to have one of my colleagues make that motion, then I'll move approval if that's done.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for staff first. What is the original amendment that this would be a substitute for?
Chairman, Supervisors, this would be the substitute for Amendment 1A010.
Okay. And would staff confirm that the only change between the two is the absconder unit and the provision to use the appropriation for contingencies for the remainder of the year? That is the only change?
That is correct, Supervisor.
I would move reconsideration of 1A010. I was on the prevailing side.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. We questioned this and we went into it, and we gave the sheriff like 11 of the 13 positions asking for, and I think we've done a lot of cooperating here. And I was in favor of the sheriff getting this, but I think we need with the long conversations we had on electronic monitoring and you know, whether the cooperation or not, which has been a little sketchy, we need to back some of these things up to make sure that the money we're putting forward, and you know, we stuck our necks out in this, and I think appropriately so. But I think we need some follow up on it. I got one question that was brought up. We got a memo from Mr. Fudge. I wasn't sure if the supervisor was going to look at this, or I don't know if this is going to be a problem, or we got to do something afterwards. But I thought with the $175,000 as part of this amendment, that we put in the spot shooter that it was, or shot spotter, I'm sorry, that it was pretty much understood that this was going to be matched by the city of Milwaukee. I know they put in money before. I thought that was the intent. We did it. And I believe we had a memo from Mr. Fudge saying that the city of Milwaukee has not taken any action on that. So I'm kind of in limbo on this personally. So we're putting $175,000 in. With the intent, because it's $350,000 to start with, and I know we wanted to cooperate and try to do something here, but again, I thought our conversation was long and hard as far as that we'll put $175,000 if it's matched, and it's not going to be matched according to the memo we got from Mr. Fudge. I don't know if anybody has any inside information. The City Council did not, Common Council of Milwaukee did not vote to put any money in on this, so that's something we might have to revisit, and I'm not going to change amendment or go against it now, but I think that's a potential problem. According to, I thought the consensus of our committee was that we were putting this money in with the understanding there was going to be some matching to it.
Yeah, and I think part of the discussion, too, if I remember correct, and staff can correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, if the city were to match it at a later date, that money would be allocated, or if the city were to find a, you know, like
we can look for
an investor who would say, I want to do this, then I would match. If the state would say they want to do it, so it wasn't limited just to the city. If there is no match, then that money falls to our bottom line at the end of the year, correct?
Okay.
That's who Supervisor Roman was.
Thank you.
I was really hoping that it wasn't going to come to this, because I personally don't want to be stuck in the middle and make it appear that I'm trying to babysit another elected official. I think the sheriff's been before us numerous times. I know Inspector Schmidt has made numerous phone calls to people on this board and has basically said that if they receive a list of absconders from the House of Correction, that they will go out and they will track those individuals down to the best of their ability. In addition, it is a felony in the state of Wisconsin, and I believe most other states, for law enforcement to have someone referred to them who has committed a crime, and for that law enforcement agency not to go out and try to pursue that person. There is punishable by law, that is a punishable by law offense. So to sit here and say that we need to put safeguards in place and have people stand up at public meetings saying that the sheriff has not gone after absconders, I think is ridiculous, because that being the case, and with that evidence in hand, you go to the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, and the Sheriff of Milwaukee County will have serious legal problems. And so, again, I don't appreciate this. I don't like being put in a position where you know, we're second-guessing someone, again, who sat in front of us numerous times and said that, yes, they will do this. In addition, I have concerns about the fact that this is being called an apprehension unit when it actually is a civil processing unit. And if we then start messing with that, are we messing with the ability for other people to be served papers in Milwaukee County? Restraining orders. That concerns me. Eviction notices, divorce decrees, any other type of legal paperwork is served by the sheriff. And it's done through this apprehension unit. Everybody in Milwaukee County, every unit of government, we're all doing more than one job. And that is the same. That is the case with the apprehension unit. So I would have preferred, if you have concerns about what's going on with the sheriffs, that you carve out some individuals to go work at the House of Correction and do nothing but apprehension and take that portion away. But you can't just take the apprehension unit away from the sheriff, because then you're messing with civil process. And so there was a flaw in the thinking from the time that this budget was handed to us, and this kind of solidifies that flaw, which is, you need to have a unit that has the ability to do both. And so if you have concerns about the way that the sheriff is going to do his job, then I would have the superintendent at the House of Correction monitor that and report it to the proper authorities and let them make the determination that the sheriff is not doing is not pursuing absconders, because then, again, this is, it's punishable by law. And I just, it's something I personally don't want to be involved in. And again, I was desperately hoping that this wouldn't be in front of us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Guzik, for a brief response.
Well, a brief, and look, I don't bring this lightly. I take some issue with the language that was used, but that's the reason I brought the audit. This is not new that the sheriff, who has clearly stated before that his philosophical approach to the entire idea of electronic monitoring, all of the programming that we do at the Day Reporting Center are not programs that he philosophically believes in. And again, from the audit, the concerns expressed by the chief judge, a reduction in defendants' electronic monitoring from over 200 per day to less than 40 when the sheriff was put in charge. Resistance to placing all-day reporting center inmates on GPS, despite that agreement that the sheriff and the chief judge reached previously. The transport of defendants to the CCC South facility prior to initial appearance, resulting in sometimes several extra days in jail before making court appearance and then being released on bail. And then finally, his concern about lengthy delays in placing court-ordered Huber inmates into the Huber dorm. And I already read the letter from our auditor, Jerry Hare, in which the chief judge then mischaracterizes and really gives incorrect responses to some of the concerns. There is very good reason for this board to provide place guards on this. And as I said, I'm already compromising with what the committee did. I think this is very reasonable, and I would ask my colleagues to please support the substitute amendment when we get to it. And please vote reconsideration. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stamper. So you know we got 26 amendments.
Thank you for that precursor.
It was directed at you. Somehow it always seems to happen.
I know.
I apologize for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just trying to correlate those numbers, Supervisor Judge. All I see is in the appropriation funds is 238. Is that the three-fourths on the fiscal note? Is that the three-fourths of the total funding that's going to be used for?
Under unit funding, and I got that basically from staff who worked with the comptroller's office and the DAS fiscal director. And we can ask Jessica McKnight where the numbers came from.
Okay, so Jessica, on 1940, what number is that? Is that the three-fourths, or is that, what number is that, the 238-130? And the appropriation for contingencies. Those numbers you mentioned earlier were different than this number.
It's 112,710, which is a quarter of the year. And 338,130 is the amount that's going into contingency for three quarters of the year.
Okay. So what is this 238,130 number?
That is, those two numbers together equal the entire cost of the absconder unit.
Okay, I understand that. It's a different.
Chairman, Supervisors, 238,130 is the org unit 1940 appropriation for contingency. Remember, we're removing $100,000 from that $500,000. We changed that to $400,000. So that's a reduction of $100,000 plus the $338,130, which would equal
$238,130. Okay. Thank you. Regarding this amendment, we discussed this pretty thoroughly during session, during committee. It was back and forth. The judge indicated he was satisfied with his word. Inspector Schmidt said, "You have my word." Judge said, "No need to put it in writing." There was an opportunity to put it in writing. He said, "No need for writing. I'll take his word for it." So let's just go for the word. I'm going to not support this based on their conversation, the judge and the inspector. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Roman-West.
Thank you. I just very quickly, and I don't want to belabor this, I usually agree with Supervisor Jurczyk more than we disagree. However, I do want to point out that the audit that's in question does not say anywhere that the sheriff did not go out and pursue absconders. And so, and I think that's a very important point that we need to make. So does, and here's the other thing, everything else has been remedied. So the sheriff did not support what I believe is the philosophy of most of the individuals on the county board, which is that the House of Correction should be more rehabilitative. So we've got a superintendent now. We handled that in the last budget. We were going to have some excellent programming going out at the House of Correction. We are going to have an increase in electronic monitoring due to the new supervision. And we have the word of the sheriff that he will go out. So it's not really the sheriff's philosophy on electronic monitoring or on job training or on fatherhood initiatives really doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. This conversation is about the sheriff's statutory duty to go out and to pursue people who have absconded from supervision, however that may be, whether it's they cut their bracelet off or they slip out of the House of Correction or they escape from the jail. And I have no doubt that the sheriff will take someone escaping from the jail just as seriously as he will someone cutting their bracelet off. Thank you.
Okay, question's been called. Okay. So we can take the roll on the motion to reconsider 1A010.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Seven ayes, two noes. The motion to reconsider is approved.
Motion to approve.
And then Supervisor Jurczyk moves to approve 1A028. Take the roll on that.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, go ahead.
I would just ask to be added as a co-sponsor. Mm-hmm. I was a co-sponsor of the original. I do think that the substitute is an improvement in as much as it it just ensures that we have an option should the parties not do as they said they would when they sat at the table in front of us. So I would ask to be added as a co-sponsor.
And before you take the roll, Madam Clerk, there was one person who registered in favor of this, Nicole Young Todd, representing WCS. No other discussion. You take the roll on the motion to approve this amendment.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Seven ayes, two noes.
Okay.
The motion is approved.
And then there's the rejection.
All right.
Oh, you can say that.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to pass.
Now we need a dispatch of 10. Who's the author? Okay, so our choice is either
well,
you want to have
oh, I would, I'll withdraw.
Supervisor, go ahead, Supervisor Johnson.
Chairman, I withdraw.
Okay. Does he need to do that by unanimous consent, or can he just do that?
Sorry,
what is that? Unanimous consent? Okay. He's made a unanimous consent request with no objection. Right. It's ordered.
Which one is this?
The first one. A10, the one we just reconsidered. We had to do something with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's